Bueno.
Hi, Carlos. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are yourself, Tina?
Good, good. I was just following up regarding the account and the past due payment. It looks like the card that we have on file, there's something going on with it.
Oh, no. I canceled the payment. I actually called a few times to cancel, and then I just never got anywhere with anybody.
I was
just placed on hold. So.
Okay. Well, I need to give you some options then, because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 22nd. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So
I'm sorry
you couldn't get through, but they always leave an option to, you know, have someone call you back if you're on hold too long. So I don't even see that there was even ever a cancel request coming in from you.
No,
so,
I never got to anybody. They always just put me on hold.
Mm-hmm. How come you're wanting to cancel?
Because I was not promised, but the expectation that I was told, I was just going to be, you know, getting more business. I haven't even got a single job from having this with you guys. So it's just not worth it for me to be paying for something that is not producing any money at all. I mean, not even a patch, you know?
Well, I want to let you know, I don't know if you've been on your dashboard or not, but in the time that you've been with us, your company has been seen on the first page of Google 372 times, and you're getting clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. Matter of fact, the most recent lead came in the day after the payment went into suspension, so you probably didn't get the lead, but hopefully the person called you in addition to filling.
I didn't get nothing.
Yeah,
all the phone calls I've been getting, because I've been asking, you know.
This is from Chris McCallum at 1400 Columbia Avenue in Bridgeport. He put he has an exterior painting project of an early learning center, federally funded project subject to David Bacon prevailing wages. So he filled that out. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's another drywaller.
No, because subject Bacon's to drywall. Davis Bacon, it says. Davis Bacon prevailing wages. So I don't know.
Oh, Davis Bacon, no.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a wage standard that they have for federally funded projects or something. But he wanted an exterior painting of an early learning center located at 1400 Columbia Avenue. Now, how that happened, just to let you know, is on your website. Have you seen the site that we built for you by chance?
I did. When actually my first, after we were having the issue getting whatever confirmation from Google.
Okay, yeah.
And then I did, but like I said, it hasn't produced anything for me at all, because I always ask, how do they hear from me? You know, people will call me, leave me voicemails or text messages, and it's always been the same, you know. Oh, my neighbor gave me a number. I went to the lumber yard and recommended you. I went to the big drywall lumber yard, and they said, oh, called you. Oh,
well,
I went to Rhoda, and they said, I want to call you, but nothing from you guys at all. So, and like I said, I did call a few times. So I got no problem paying you from last month, but I'm not going to pay you for this next month. So like I said, I haven't tried to call you guys.
Right now, you're only past due 1 month, and I don't want it to go into a bigger, you know, charge than it has to be, especially if you're not happy. So I'll collect that final payment, and I'll cancel the account for you, and you'll get a confirmation within 15 minutes that it's been canceled. That way you won't have to worry about further charges. So for the new credit card, is it still the billing address of P.O. Box 200?
Everything is going to be the same, but it's just a different number. But how about you call me right after work? I'm actually working top of the scaffold right now.
Oh, okay. So what time is that after work?
I usually get up around 4 or 5. So you give me a holler, let her shoot me a text.
Okay. I'm only here until 4 o'clock your time. But what I'll do, Carlos, is I'll send you an email that says, sorry, we missed you. And I know we didn't miss you, but that has the information where you can go on your dashboard and enter the new card number there. So,
okay.
yeah, Yeah, so I'll send that to you, and then I will reach out to you one time before I leave. So I'll give you a call around 4 o'clock. Hopefully you have, you know, a second or two to update the card. If not, you can use the email, okay?
Sounds good, Tina. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.